Hi everyone, my name's Liam, and I want to share a rather eventful experience I had during my family holiday to the coast last month. Most of my friends just want relaxation on holiday, or maybe a bit of sightseeing, but I was looking for a real adventure. So when I saw a sign for beach horseback riding, I signed up immediately. When I arrived at the stables, I had to sort out my gear. I was given a safety helmet by the staff, of course. I'd brought my own gloves, but I actually had to borrow a pair of boots because my trainers weren't suitable for riding. Once I was kitted out, I was introduced to my horse. I was hoping for a tall black horse or maybe a brown one, but I was introduced to a smaller pony with grey spots all over his coat. His name was Barnaby, and he seemed very friendly. To reach the shoreline, we didn't go over the sand dunes as I'd originally expected, nor did we pass by the cliffs. Instead, our guide led us through a thick pine forest, which opened right out onto the beach. It was a stunning way to start the ride. Riding along the water's edge was spectacular. The sound of the waves was so peaceful. I kept an eye out for crabs in the shallows, and there were plenty of seagulls overhead. But it was a massive jellyfish washed up on the sand that really caught my attention. I'd never seen one that size before. For the first 20 minutes, we just walked at a leisurely pace. When the guide told us we could go a bit faster, I wasn't worried about my strength. I thought my confidence was high enough too, but maintaining my balance as the horse started trotting proved to be quite tricky. You really have to move in rhythm with the animal. Everything was going fine until something spooked Barnaby. It wasn't a barking dog or a sudden loud noise from a boat, but rather a blue plastic bag that blew across our path in the wind. Barnaby didn't like it one bit and suddenly stepped sideways. I tried to grip with my knees and leaned back to stay on, but gravity won. I tumbled off, landing squarely on my left shoulder. For a split second, I'd been worried about hitting the shallow water, or worse, some hidden rocks. Fortunately, I was thrown onto a patch of incredibly soft sand, which completely cushioned my fall. It yielded perfectly under my weight, so I wasn't hurt at all, just a bit embarrassed. The guide was very apologetic and rushed over to help me up, but I just laughed it off. I brushed the sand off my clothes and climbed right back into the saddle. I wouldn't go as far as buying a horse of my own just yet, but I've definitely decided to invest in some riding lessons when I get back home to improve my skills. It was a brilliant day out, despite the unexpected dismount.